Mondays from 6 to 8 p.m. It's Ravens Playlist, the only Monday night football show that rocks. With Kirk McEwen and Brandon Williams on the official radio home of the Baltimore Ravens, 98 Rock.
Sitting here at Mother's North, a place you can feel at home in Timonium. Stop out and see us. Brandon Williams is here. He brought his good boy Matt Judon, and I like what you said. Things hurt a little bit more after a loss. Ain't that right, B-Dub?
Oh, definitely, definitely. But like every week, you got to get back to the drawing board and, you know, prepare for next week.
Hey, congratulations to Jared Moran, I believe his name is. Won tickets for Kings of Leon. I got tickets all this week. Ticks at 6 for Kings of Leon. I got a brand new album out, and you heard the tickets for Kings of Leon. You're like, yeah?
Yeah. I'm going to need some of them tickets right there, you know, shoot.
So what can you tell us? That was a tough one. A lot of penalties. Injuries are mounting up. T-Sizzle with the torn biceps.
Yep.
Jimmy Smith, man, when he went out with that concussion,
yep.
That was it.
Mm-hmm.
So how's everybody feeling? How are you feeling? What hurts?
Pride.
Right.
But other than that, I mean, I'm good. Just the wear and tear of the game, you know. Biggest thing, I mean, when he went out, you know, it was just one of those things, like next man up kind of thing. But, I mean, Jimmy Smith is, you know, a great corner.
Yeah.
You know, so it's hard to replace that, but, you know, you have to. Biggest thing, you know, definitely proud of my front seven guys. And
how was the rushing attack? I mean, it didn't seem like it mounted much.
I mean, 38 yards rushing?
38 yards.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know.
You did your thing.
I feel we got the best front seven in the league.
Yeah.
You know? Definitely. I mean, with Matt Judon and T-Sizz and everyone else, I mean, you got an amazing group. We feed off each other.
What does Matt Judon bring to the table? I mean, I know he's a rookie, but he was getting around and getting the guys down when he was going against the ones preseason. So.
Yeah. I mean, he's definitely got a high motor. He's athletic. He's definitely has the will to be better. You know, he learns from Sizz, he learns from Elvis, he learns from Albert, you know, he learns from all those guys, and he tries, you know, his hardest just to, you know, be where he needs to be and learn the playbook as much as he can. I mean, he definitely has a big mouth, too, but, I mean, it's all good.
But he's playing you off right now.
Yeah, he's a funny guy. He's a cool dude. I mean, he's always making jokes. He's always having a good time. But at the same time, he gets down to business when he needs to.
It's Ravens Playlist with Brandon Williams. And you know what I was amazed was, even today, after the loss yesterday, a lot of the Ravens players, Matt included, were out at Banner Field doing the Ravens team challenge. And, I mean, there's Ronnie Stanley out there. I'm like, his foot should be propped up, shouldn't it?
Yeah, I mean.
You're listening to Ravens Playlist on 98 Rock. Here's Kirk McEwen and Brandon Williams.
It's 98 Rock Ravens Playlist out here at Mother's North in Timonium. This is the newest Mother's. We've been at Mother's Peninsula Grill in Arnold, Severna Park. And this is the third one. Of course, Mother's Federal Hill Grill, home of the Purple Patio. What is your post-game routine? The next day, you get a massage.
Post-game routine.
Hot tub, cold tub?
Hopefully wake up as late as possible.
Right.
And then get a massage around 12:30. And then...
Stocky Asian lady?
No.
Yeah.
Her name's Rose, though.
Okay.
She's a beast, though. She kicks my butt, definitely.
I'm making that strong thump.
Elbows.
Elbows.
Yeah. She's been throwing bows hardcore. I'd be making the ugly faces in the pillow.
What about you, 91, after a Sunday? How you relax? I mean, you didn't get too banged up yesterday. Were you inactive?
No, I played.
Okay.
Yeah, I try not to move out the bed as much as possible. So, you know, turn on some Netflix.
Netflix and chill. You like Netflix and chill.
You know, then I go cold tub, hot tub, a little contrast, but... Nothing too much because, you know, the work we start tomorrow.
It does. No question about it. How do you like the Baltimore area? I mean, getting drafted by the Ravens, you had to get a crash course on this area. How do you like it?
I love the area. I'm not too fond of the traffic, I'm not going to lie.
It's heavy, isn't it?
Yeah. It be traffic like at 11 o'clock, midday.
Yeah.
Midday traffic. Who has midday traffic?
Shouldn't I be at work?
Yeah, so... I'm not too fond of the traffic, but everything else, you know, I'm loving the city, loving the town, loving the people. And the people, I think they like crab more than they actually like people.
It's all about the crab down here.
Yeah.
Were you cool with crabs when you got here? I mean, Brandon sees it, he eats it. It's
yeah.
It's going down.
Yeah, I'm cool with crabs, so you know I like Mr. Crab. So.
There you go. Number 91, Matt Judon is here. Number 98, Brandon Williams. You should be here too. Get out of that traffic and come join us here at Mother's North in Timonium. It's 98 Rock.
Ravens playlist on 98 Rock. Here's Kirk McEwen and Brandon Williams.
That's right, yeah. The boys are out here after a tough game up in New York. And the Giants, 27. The Ravens, 23. A lot of penalties. Matt Judon, number 91, is here. And Brandon Williams, number 98. What's up with all the penalties, man? That kills a team.
Yeah. The biggest thing is right now it's we're not facing against other teams. We're facing against ourselves, you know, like first down penalties, putting us in the bind to already dig out of the hole and stuff like that. You know, I've said this before to the team, just, you know, right now it's us versus ourselves. Until we clean up the penalties, the missed assignments or whatever, like, then, you know, we won't win unless we, you know, figure that out. We got to figure who we are out. We got to figure out our identity, and it won't start until we get rid of these penalties.
So tell me, John Harbaugh has a veteran address the team, and that was you this past week after one of the practices. How does that go, and what was your message?
That's the, I guess, wise words. And that exactly the exact same thing I told you. The exact thing, same thing I told the team.
Was, I see.
You know, we have this shirt that says four fights a day, which is us versus them, division from within, fatigue, and complacency.
Right.
You know, and I said let's add another one on that, us versus ourselves, because right now teams really aren't beating us; we're beating ourselves. I mean, with the messed up, you know, penalties, with the missed assignments or whatever. You know, that little punt return from last week.
Right, yeah, James Crowder.
Just stuff like that. Like, you know, until we fix those things, you know, it's not going to get any better. And that's what we have to do. We have to go and, you know, to practice and literally dissect what we do and who we are.
So, Matt, I mean, you lose three games in a row. How do you keep on an even keel? Because, I mean, it could be tough for a young guy to come in. Some guys don't see a lot of losing in college. They do well all their whole college career, and then they get beat down a little bit by losing. I don't know what your situation was, but how do you keep on an even keel?
Well, actually, it kind of ties back to what Brandon said. A captain gave us a wise word, and he said, don't get too high and don't get too low. So when we were winning, we still went in and prepared as we had an 0-0 record.
Right.
And now we have to go and prepare like we have an 0-0 record, because we can't drag last game, last week, into this week, or we'll find ourselves in that same predicament coming up with another L.
If you were going into a street fight, what Raven, who's the toughest guy you would take in there? You don't have to say Brandon because he's sitting here.
Me.
You.
Me. Going down with me.
Who's the toughest guy on a team like that? That dude is tough as nails.
I would say if I had to pick Yonda.
Is that right?
Yeah, Yonda for sure. I mean, he's just one of those hard-nosed, tough-as-nails kind of guy, and you can count on him with anything. You know, he's got your back.
Were you surprised when he didn't play? I didn't know that he was even hurt.
I mean, yeah, you guys aren't supposed to know. We know. but my thing is, I mean, the biggest thing is it's a marathon, not a sprint, so we need him later.
Right.
So the quicker he can get healthy now, will be better for later, so we can have him later.
I hear you. Well, Matt was complaining about traffic. We'll check traffic with Detour Dave coming up, and then more Ravens playlist here till 8 o'clock. People are rolling in. Stop by Mother's North in Timonium right here on Pedonia Road next to Brick Bodies. More coming up next.
Monday nights, it's Ravens playlist. Here's Kirk McEwen and Brandon Williams on 98 Rock.
Don't think the Ravens still got a little fight. Brandon Williams is here. Matt Judon is here. How are the wings, Brandon?
They're gone.
They are gone. Dude, you didn't leave not even a strand of any meat on those bones.
No way. No way.
Matt, what are you working on over there? Matt Judon.
I got some nachos and some blackened chicken strips.
I got some nachos and some blackened chicken strips.
You guys just bust on each other. I mean, whoa. Two D2 guys keep coming at each other.
Whoa.
You keep busting on each other, man. No,
yeah, man. We just like having a good time, you know. We're having fun.
So the bye week is coming up.
Yep.
What will you do, Brandon? This will be your first bye week, Matt. Brandon, what do you got planned? after the Jets coming up this week.
Dude, man, I got a tough schedule. I got a whole lot nuts.
Okay, good.
I'm doing exactly, absolutely nothing.
Some people like to go on vacation or go back to the college.
I might go deer hunting. That depends if I wake up early enough, but I doubt it.
What about you, Matt?
I think I'm going to head back to Grand Valley, see some old friends.
Are you like...
But pretty much he ain't doing nothing.
If you show up on campus, people will, like, lose their mind because here you are in the NFL. And there have been other players, but you're the most recent.
Yeah, I don't think anybody will know.
Nobody?
Oh. No, yeah, they won't know. They won't know.
Being all modest.
You know what? Eric Weddle today read to his daughter's class, says it made him feel a little bit better after a loss. You like to stay in bed and watch Netflix.
Yeah.
Is there anything? I mean, you playing with your kids for the most part.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm all kitted up.
Right.
And, just chilling. Just hanging out with the fam.
What's up with the Jets? The Jets are next, going back to MetLife Stadium.
Yep.
That's a team.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you could – another team that's beatable.
Yeah. I mean
– what's the recipe?
The recipe is the Ravens.
Yeah, play Ravens, you know, football.
Play Ravens football. That's the biggest recipe we got. You know, and hard-nosed Ravens football, like we know how to play. Penalties, no setbacks.
Matt, what would you say to the fans that are a little hurting after a 3-0 start and then an 0-3 last, now 3-3? What do you say to the fans?
I just ask them to stick with us. We're hurt as well. I mean, we don't ever want to go out there and lose. And we're giving it all, and I know they're out there cheering for us. So just stick with us, and we'll right the ship, and we'll right our wrongs, and we'll come back strong.
That's cool. Hey, give it up for the boys out here. After a tough loss yesterday, they still show up. That's what you like. It's 98 Rock. It's Ravens Playlist. I'm Kirk with Brandon and Matt.
Ravens Playlist continues with Kirk McEwen and Brandon Williams on 98 Rock.
We're live at Mother's North in Timonium, a place you can feel at home. Mother Dave has a nice spot here, and the food is great. The drinks are good. Brandon Williams, number 98. Matt Judon, number 91. And I'm going to tell you what. There's a lot of hope left in this season because the football in the AFC North, I don't know. Look, I'm going to tell you this. Cincinnati has been struggling. Pittsburgh got walloped yesterday. Yeah. Big Ben is out. And Cleveland is Cleveland. So there's a lot of good. I mean, don't you feel like the football has been mediocre?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I mean, my biggest thing is, we're only a game out of, being the number one spot in our division. So, I mean, there's a lot of football to be played. And, I mean, 12-3 is not bad, is it?
No.
12-3 ain't bad.
You got to win it out. You're winning out.
Yeah. I mean, what's wrong with that?
12-3. It'd have to be 13-3 if we're going to do it.
13-3.
16 games.
But you got bye week, though.
Right, but you still got it.
You got 17. Still,
yeah, sure. I'm tripping.
Matt's doing the math for you.
It happens.
What about Ben Roethlisberger, Matt? It looks like he might be out indefinitely.
I don't know. I don't know anything is going on.
I know Ravens fans.
I can tell you this. I'm a little upset because I don't get any more Big Ben sacks this year. I got to add some more to the repertoire, and I don't get to this year.
I don't know if that's true or not. He may miss a game. He could be right back.
He said indefinitely.
I know, but that could change.
It could
change. Earlier in the day, it was could be this week, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you pay attention to what's going on the injury report?
Barely.
Because,
I mean, it doesn't matter. On Sunday, whoever's in front of me is who's in front of me,
Matt, are you familiar with his viral videos? I mean, he does something, and he puts it up, and then people go crazy for it.
The dancing video?
Yeah.
No, I don't watch that.
You just said the dancing video?
No, I don't watch that. He's a hater.
They play him at the stadium. I'm not trying to see.
That's a hater.
I'm not trying to see 370 shaking around.
Oh.
Whoa, first of all, 370. It's 330. And it's a sexy 330.
Yeah, I'm still not trying to watch it. So.
How much time do you spend in the weight room? Because he's spending a lot of time.
None. Look at his arms.
So these are 22s. 22s. They always measure. 22s.
They 15s, but he keep them clean, though.
Okay.
they get the job, though.
Do you do more work than you're supposed to in the weight room, or you just do the time that you're allotted?
Man, there's so much work being done in that whole place.
Right.
You just got to keep moving.
That weight room is it's
huge. Live. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My goodness.
It's big. It's huge.
You get lost in there.
Yeah.
All right. We're here till 8 o'clock. Still time to stop by and get you a Frosty. and hang out with Brandon and Matt. It's Raven's Playlist. Give it up, people, on 98 Rock. Back with more after this.
Here's Kirk McEwen and Brandon Williams with more Raven's Playlist on 98 Rock.
Raven's Playlist, Monday night, live at Mother's North in Timonium, right here on Fredonia Road, next to the Brick Bodies. Brandon Williams is here. Matt Judon. Matt, why number 91?
They gave it to me.
Is that right?
they gave it to me.
They said, look, you go be 91.
Yeah.
Well, if you could be any number, what number would you be?
I mean, my college number was 9. My high school number was 99. I'd probably go back to 99, but that's Timmy right now.
Oh, right, right, yeah. Timmy was out there today. Didn't I see Timmy out there? You were out there as well, out at the team challenge.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know you had a long day. Yeah. But the rookies got to do stuff like that. But for the veterans, it's sort of if they want to do it. Kamar was out there, Timmy. Mm-hmm. Brandon wasn't out there today.
No way.
Yeah.
Uh-uh. Cause I do a lot of stuff already.
Right. What was your big purchase, Matt, when you made the NFL and you said, I got to go out and get some big ticket item?
I bought my first car. I never had a car before. I bought my first car.
Would you go with a Prius, a Yugo?
No, man. I got a Dodge Durango.
Okay.
You know, I always,
baller.
Always wanted that car.
Baller alert.
Nothing like Brandon. I think Brandon sitting 48 inches off the ground.
Hey, man. That's
how'd everything come out? Because you had somebody ran into you 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, man. Somebody ran into me a few weeks ago, but I'm good. We're good. We're straight.
All good now?
I get ran into every Sunday, so whatever.
This is true. So the Jets, what do they present? I mean, you got they're going to be playing tonight, so you can get a close-up look at them if you want.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Definitely going to be watching that game.
They're physical.
Focusing. Oh, yeah, for sure. They got run game. You know, they got Brandon Marshall, who's going to be a big-time receiver. And just the biggest thing is just kind of stop the run game, what we do, and just make them one-dimensional.
That's what you got to do, yeah.
That's what we got to do.
Take away one piece and make them rely on the other piece.
Exactly.
And shut that down. All right, well, that's cool, man. A lot of people are excited trying to get, you know, at least go into the break 4-3.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it gets tough on the back end.
Yeah, it does.
Couple with Pittsburgh, couple with Cincy.
One more Cleveland. So we got the Dallas Cowboys, we got Patriots, we got, you know, the Miami Dolphins who just, you know, got with the Pittsburgh Steelers. So
and handled their business.
Exactly. So, I mean, we got to handle our business.
From Mother's North in Timonium on 98 Rock.
You're listening to Raven's Playlist on 98 Rock. Here's Kirk McEwen and Brandon Williams.
Yeah, you are. Kirk McEwen, Brandon Williams, and Matt Judon. It's Raven's Playlist, and we're out here at Mother's North in Timonium.
Oh, yeah.
Great food. Matt, how was your plate?
Yeah. It was delicious. Nachos. I had some nachos and some blackened chicken strips.
Well, I got to be blackened chicken strips.
Because I like them spicy.
So I asked you, said, wow, you're from Michigan, but you got a little southern drawl, and then you finally let on it. You got some Louisiana in your back, in your rearview mirror.
Yeah. That's where I'm from, Louisiana, Baton Rouge.
So Odell Beckham Jr., you kind of cool with him, and Brandon's like, that guy ain't all.
No, I'm not cool with him. No.
Well, you're from the same part of the country.
No, it's Ravens still out there.
What would you be doing, Matt, if you weren't number 91 for the Baltimore Ravens?
Oh, you know what? My plan A was so good, I didn't have plan B.
Oh!
So we're going to go with that one.
You had a hell of a college career. What was the senior year like? I mean, to get noticed from Grand Valley, you had to stand out. Am I wrong to say you had 20 sacks your senior year? Is that too many?
Yeah, you're wrong. I had 21 and a half.
Dang.
But it was fun, man. It was fun.
It's like playing with boys.
I was playing with, you know, my homies, and we just go out there and compete every game and have fun. And you know, you couldn't do sack dances like you do in the NFL. So, you know, we had handshakes.
Cut him off. It's water.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
My bad.
That's right.
Had handshakes and get back to the sideline. And, you know, we bust almost everywhere. So,
right.
You know, the rise on the way home, it was pretty fun.
Let me ask you, your route to the NFL wasn't, you know, you weren't a first-round draft pick. Did you have to work harder because you knew you weren't going to be given anything?
I work as hard as Matthew Judon works. I don't know how hard other people work, but I go out there and I do me every day. And
did you just refer to yourself in the third
person? Did, Matthew. Not even Matt, Matthew.
Matthew.
Yeah, Matt, my mom.
You know, Matthew Judon.
My mama named me Matthew, so I'm going to call me Matthew.
I like it.
So I go out there and work as hard as I can every day. I don't think anything was given to anybody that's in our situations. You know, Brandon can only work as hard as he wants to work, and I only can work as hard as I want to work. It's no really external motivation when you get this this far. It's all internal.
Who was a coach that really made an influence on you and propelled you to the National Football League? There's probably one guy that made you believe in yourself.
Matthew Judon was that one. Matthew Judon how to pass. Right?
Well, yeah, I don't think it's one person. I can say it's a group of people because I actually changed the line coaches when I was in college, and then I had my high school college coaches. So I think, like I said, when you get to this level, it's just it's like a family of people that, you know, you had to work hard, but other people around you had to work as hard as they could work to help you get to where you are right now.
Let me ask you this, Brandon. Khalil Mack was saying how he chose number 46 because he looked at Madden and he was rated like number 46 out of 100 or something, and it hurt his feelings.
Right.
Do you look at Madden and see where they got you rated and stuff like that?
I mean, I do.
Yes.
I do.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Matthew.
I edit myself in Madden. Thing. I'm the coldest player on Madden.
The biggest thing is, like, that's what everyone rates you off of. Like, anyone comes up to you, hey, man, you're a 68 rated player. You suck. I mean, but so you watch it. I mean, you look at it. And then you watch it go up, and you watch it keep going up, and you watch it keep going up. So he's like, now what?
Now what?
Well, I'm the best player on my station.
Oh, so. Are you the best one on your place?
Yeah.
See, you can manipulate it like that.
First of all.
Why wouldn't you edit yourself? Why wouldn't you?
People that don't know, you can go on and make yourself better. Yourself?
You can
edit
the
myself
stats.
Because I'm already that yourself? Good.
What?
God.
But why wouldn't you edit yourself?
What's your gamer tag? Me and you can play, you know. You got PS4, right?
Yep, Judon99.
All right, Judon99.
There it is.
Hook your boy up, and then we're gonna see what's up.
Yeah, I'm a whoop. You can play us at Ravens. I'll still whoop you.
How can people follow you on social media, Matthew Judon?
Matthew Judon. Is Matthew Judon at MatthewJudon.com.
I think if you type in Matthew Judon, you can find
it. It'll cover it up. But I wrote it down. It's at man. M-A-N,
yep.
_ D-A-M-M-N.
At Brandon W.
_ 66.
Yeah.
All right.
What's the 66 for?
That was my college number.
99 upside down.
Man, dude, I was so good. Yes, they had a package for me on offensive line.
Hey, give it up. Matt Judon and Brandon Williams. Ravens playlist.
Don't be upset.
Next week, we're at Mother's Peninsula Grill in Severna Park /Arnold. And hopefully you'll stop out and see us, hopefully after a victory over the Jets. Gentlemen, thanks a lot. Appreciate you. Hey, I want to thank Eric Pagel and Hannah Pierce. Also, Rebecca Mountback of the radio station, executive producer Chris Shimoleski. I'm Kirk McEwen. Have a great night, 98 Rock.